Big 102.1, 80s, 90s, and more. It is the Big Morning Show with Chris Fast and Renee.
And something really beautiful taking place at Lark's Acadian Village. We are joined now by Gordon Laverne. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
We are well. Tell everybody about the grand opening of the Monarch Butterfly Habitat.
Well, on Saturday from 10 to 2, we're going to have the grand opening of our Monarch Butterfly Habitat. I'm with the Louisiana Monarch Butterfly Project. We are trying to save the monarch butterflies at Acadian Village. They're currently just about on the endangered species list, and we're going to provide shelter and the necessary food and nutrients to help raise monarch butterflies from egg to caterpillar, all the way up to the monarch butterfly itself at the village.
You know, it's interesting. I remember as a kid, not remembering until I was reading this, about the migration of monarch butterflies.
Yes, monarchs migrate all the way from Mexico into the United States around March, April. They settle here in the southern United States for a little while, lay their eggs, and then unfortunately they die off, and then the generations start. There's approximately five generations of monarchs that occur as they lay their eggs in turn into the monarch butterflies. They start flying northward all the way up into the northern United States and Canada. And by the time September, October rolls around, they're ready for their migration back to Mexico. And that generation of monarchs, which we kind of call the super monarchs, they'll migrate all the way from Canada and the northern United States all the way back down to Mexico. It takes about 2.5 to 3 months for their fall migration.
Now, how can people enjoy it, and how can we be a part of this at Lark's Acadian Village?
Well, one thing you can do, all the individuals can do, is they can plant milkweed in their yards, in public places, help donate milkweed plants to Lark's Acadian Village. Milkweed is the only plant that a monarch butterfly will lay its eggs on, and the only plant that the caterpillar will eat and can eat to survive. Anything else they cannot have. So the milkweed is extremely important to their diet and to their metamorphosis into the monarch butterfly.
Did not know that.
Talk about learning something new today. Had no idea. That's really fascinating. So for people to be able to enjoy the habitat and to see what you guys are doing, how does that work?
Well, all they have to do is come to Lark's Acadian Village. It is located on what we call Butterfly Island. We have a hoop house there that we're going to start inserting the butterflies that are about to emerge. We have approximately 150 to 200 chrysalises, which most people call a cocoon, but butterflies have chrysalises, not cocoons. We will have them inside the habitat, and within the next 3-4 days, we'll be having them emerge and hatch out of those chrysalises and turn into the monarch butterflies. And all they have to do is come up to the island, go inside the hoop house, interact with the butterflies, and look around and see what we have.
It sounds magical and beautiful. We're very excited and so thankful that this is taking place at Acadian Village.
Yes, it's something we're trying to add as an attraction to the village, and also in cooperation with the village, we're trying to preserve this iconic butterfly and prevent it from actually going extinct in the next 5 to 10 years.
Gordon, thank you so much for being on the show this morning, for the difference you make. If anybody would want information, you can go to what website?
You can go to Lark's Acadian Village, and you can look it up on the website and go to groups, and you'll see Louisiana Monarch Butterfly Project.
Perfect. Thank you so much, and thanks for being on the show.